The Excursion Train by Edward Marston, read by Sam Dastor. The excursion train reached Paddington that evening without any undue incident. There were some heated arguments in the third-class carriages and a few minor scuffles, but the railway policemen soon brought them under control. Most of the passengers were still too numbed by the defeat of their hero, the bargeman, to cause any mayhem themselves, and they were noticeably quieter on their way back. Those in the second-class carriage that had brought Jacob Bransby to Twyford were quite unaware of the fact a murder had taken place there. When he interviewed Felix Pritchard earlier, Inspector Colbeck had been careful to say nothing about the crime, explaining that he was simply making routine inquiries about a missing person. Unbeknown to the excursionists, a corpse travelled back to London in the guards' van with two detectives from the Metropolitan Police and an irate Todd Galway.
"It ain't decent, Inspector," asserted the guard.
"The body could hardly be left where it was," said Colbeck.
"You should have it sent back by other means."
"What other means?"
"Any way but on my train."
"Mr. Bransby had a return ticket in his pocket. That entitles him to be on this particular train, and here he will be."
"Bleeding liberty, that's what it is."
"Show some respect for the dead, and to us," added Colbeck sternly. "Do you think we want to ride back to London in the company of a murder victim and a grumbling railwayman?" Galway lapsed into a sullen silence until the train shuddered to a halt in the station. Victor Leeming was given the job of organising the transfer of the dead body to the police morgue, first waiting until the train had been emptied of passengers so that a degree of privacy could be ensured. Colbeck, meanwhile, took a hansom cab back to Scotland Yard and delivered his report to Superintendent Tallis. The latter listened to the recital with mounting irritation.
"Nobody saw a thing?"
he asked, shaking his head in wonder.
"A man is throttled aboard a crowded train, and not a single pair of eyes witnesses the event?"
"No, sir."
"I find that hard to believe."
"Everyone rushed out of the train in order to get to the fight."
"Then why didn't this Mr. Bransby join them?"
"I have a theory about that, Superintendent,"